Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock, Hunter, hey, buddy.
What's up? Yes, how you doing?
I'm doing good. We got a lot to talk about in sports, so let's get to it. Sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So if you are going, I'm thirsty, you're set. You're good because you're stocked up.
I'm a little thirsty.
All right. What do you got for sports, buddy boy?
We got to talk about baseball because we haven't really, because there's been so much good football on that we just got to push it aside. But baseball's kind of an important spot right now. Major League Baseball Division Series, best of five. Yesterday, the Astros. Today, Astros going to be in Chicago playing the White Sox. It was postponed. It was yesterday. Jesus, dude.
It was yesterday, but it got postponed. Is that what you're saying? Okay, gotcha.
Right. Gotcha. Houston leads that series 2-1. Braves beating the Brewers 3-0. Atlanta leads that series 2-1. Red Sox beat the Rays 6-5. Boston wins that series 3-1. Giants beating the Dodgers 1-0. And San Francisco leads that series 2-1. So if you're a baseball fan there, it's pretty good games out there, man. Honestly, there's something in the air in this fall weather because all sports right now, coming down to the nitty, almost every game. It's wild. Just like last night, dude. NFL, let's talk about it. Ravens beating the Colts 31-25. Dude, I don't know if you heard about, if you watched it. I got through two quarters. Then I popped up at night. I'm like, I got a glass of water. So I got up and drank some water. And as I'm drinking the water, I'm like, oh, my God, it's like 11:15. It's about the time these games end. So I turn it on the TV. Sure enough, Ravens come back. Dude, it was like 25-3 when I turned it off. Turn it back on. Ravens, of course. Boom, 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 boom. Couple field goals, couple touchdowns, right back in it. Colts come down, score again, I believe, to tie it up. Lamar comes back down, dude, bombs when 30 seconds left, just like the old Aaron Rodgers thing, just like it's Sunday, all day Sunday people were doing this. You don't leave 30 seconds left on the clock. Sure enough, Lamar gets it to the 50-yard line, but gets stuffed, Brock, gets stuffed. Oh. Takes it to overtime, right? Ravens win the coin toss, march it down the field like 80 yards, score a touchdown, dude, game over.
Son of a bitch, man. I feel like there's been more. How do I
dude,
word
it's
this?
Wild. What's going on? Here's what my thoughts were last night. Just thinking about this, all right? Why is almost every game? Dude, it's like a video game. They're all coming down to like the last shot.
Yeah.
They're making everything exciting. How is that? Now, is everybody, like all the NFL players, they're all good. They're all fantastic, right? Can't get much better. Can we all agree on that?
Yeah.
Now the coaching, I think, has come around a lot. Now people are going for it on 4th and 2.
Yeah,
fourth
you almost
three,
have to. You
it.
Have to because of the play of each team.
I love it.
I know it's good. It's great football. It's amazing football. It's more exciting. And we've seen that throughout the years. All right. The game is faster than it was 10 years ago, which is a double fast as it was 20 years ago. You know what I mean? Like if you were to take, you know, teams, I'm not saying they weren't good teams, but I think even some teams, some of those powerhouse teams from the 80s, from the 90s, you think back to the Steelers in the 70s, Terry Bradshaw. See, I don't think they could compete.
They were bad mofos. But I'm going to agree with you on this one.
Yeah. I'm not saying
that they weren't tough, dude. No. But if you look at the NFL today and how critiqued and how intricate it is now with the play calling, the players, how big you have to be, how fast you have to be, you know. It's crazy.
I think just how smart you got to be to play the game.
Smart.
I really do. I think the
character, what you do behind the scenes, everything is watched now.
Yeah.
Because you need that. You need that to win. You got to almost be perfect to win in the NFL these days, dude.
Yeah.
And I love it because it calls for games like this. 31-25 overtime. If you watch any games on Sunday, you know exactly what we're talking about. It's just absolutely insane. So
crazy.
All right, you know, I got time for one more story here. I'm going to talk about Gruden next hour. I'm going to push that off to next hour. Big, big news from Las Vegas over there, Gruden. Like I said, we'll talk about that at 7 o'clock hour. But I want to talk about golf right now. It's been a Tiger Woods sighting. on a golf course, Brock.
Oh.
Tiger Woods spotted on a Florida golf course watching his son Charlie compete in a junior tournament over the weekend. He was wearing a sleeve over his right leg as he's still recovering from the automobile accident earlier this year. But seeing him walking around has created a lot of buzz on Twitter, Reddit, blah, blah. I mean, every social media outlet. Some believing that he's putting in the work behind the scenes to make a comeback yet again. Here we go. I mean, there was a couple of pictures. I've been seeing all the pictures, and there's like four or five of them. And one, he's like leaning on a club, kind of not putting any weight on that leg. And another picture, he's talking to Justin Thomas's dad. And he's sitting, standing up, both legs normal, not leaning on anything. Seems like he's walking around.
Dude, this would be one of the greatest comeback stories. You know, if it happens.
Sweet baby Jesus, it would be awesome.
It's because they were like, they weren't doctors saying, like, you're never going to golf again, man. Like, it's impossible.
Like, your leg, I guess it was just mangled. I guess his leg was, doctors looked at it and they're like, dude. But you know what? It just proves what, dude, it's 2021. We can do some amazing things now in the medical, field.
If it was a different sport, maybe like football, basketball, it might be more out of the question. Maybe not 100.
What's old boy from the NFL? The quarterback, he almost lost his leg.
Garoppolo?
No. He almost lost his leg, came back and.
Yeah, wasn't that Garoppolo?
Was it Garoppolo?
Right, for 49ers?
No, it wasn't Garoppolo, was it? No.
You talking about Joe Theismann?
No, dude, this was like 2 years ago.
Yeah, I think that was Jimmy Garoppolo.
Alex Smith?
Was it Alex Smith, maybe? I don't know. One of the guys. He got busted
anyway,
up legs.
But, dude, it just proves that anything can happen now, and you can get, just get a robotic leg, I guess. A couple more years, that's going to be a thing.
Yeah, there's going to be guys. Who is it?
There's people are screaming on the radio right now. Alex Smith, yeah.
Alex Smith. Very unforgettable quarterback, except for the fact that he almost lost his leg.
Jesus. Anyway, dude, you can, Tiger Woods. Seen on the golf course, and dude, he's got a beard. He's kind of got a chin beard like me, kind of wispy. People are making fun of it. Yeah, it's embarrassing.
Shave it.
I'll admit it.
Thin hair.
It is weird seeing Tiger Woods with facial hair. You know, he's got a hair problem. He doesn't really know what to do with it.
Thin it out. All right, he needs to Michael Jordan it. All right, except now he needs to do the Michael Jordan except for that weird Hitler mustache phase. That yeah. Michael Jordan went
Michael
through in
Jordan,
that
Haynes stash.
Commercial. Yeah. Anyway.
There you go. That's your sports. Like I said, we'll talk more about Gruden next hour. That's kind of big news in the sports report this morning. So.
Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Here we go.
No, your friend was not scared of mustard. Okay, that's what I'm saying.
Video I just saw, it was the Mari show, and this lady just petrified of olives. Bring out the olives, he says. Yeah. Ah, bloody murder, this lady just runs off stage,
you know,
starts
what?
Screaming.
Whenever I see something like that, I'm like, you have such poor personality traits olives. That you, in order to get attention, you make up something ridiculous like that.
So
I'm
I went to
terrified.
School with a kid who was the same way with mustard. You bust out some mustard, dude. I'm telling you, bloody murder, screaming, kicking.
No. Yeah, that's it. You know what? It sounds like an idiot. All right, it's mustard.
A little bit
what?
Of mustard. I don't like mustard either, man.
Did someone drown your parents in a tub of mustard? Maybe then. Otherwise, you're just trying to make up for your lack of personality and social skills. Oh yeah, you don't know. I'm terrified of mustard. Mustard, dude. What?
Are you terrified of anything? Like legit? Just like I'm out. Like it's this the side of it. Where'd Brock go?
No, because I'm an adult. All right, that's it. All right,
because I'm an adult.
Like, dude, there's things that like, you know, like lightning. Like, I'm not a huge fan of being out inside during
a
lightning
good
storm.
Answer. Yeah, I'm but not sticking
I'm not going.
Right.
It's
bloody
like,
murder.
Knock it off. You're an adult. Act like it. Oh my
God. I think the only thing that's gonna really scare me is if like it sneaks up on me, jumps up on me. Oh, gee.
Yeah, but it's and that's fine.
But still, I gather myself.
You
and I'm
gather
like, all right,
yourself, all right. But if you're a grown adult, that's like, oh my God, I can't bubble wrap. If you bring bubble wrap around me, I just lose my mind. You're an idiot, and you need attention. That's what I chalk it up to. That's what I chalk it up to. All right.
Phobias are a real thing, man. You need to be more sensitive.
Take your phobia and shove it right up your...
All right, let's get to sports. It's already 7:30.
Yeah, we got stuff to do.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud. Bud is fired.
That's what it is. Of course, Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So if you're thirsty, you won't be thirsty because it's Bud Distributing. Yeah, they got you.
Yesterday, Major League Baseball. Yesterday, the Astros and White Sox postponed. This is a division series, so Houston leads that series 2-1. Dude, White Sox pitcher, I was reading a story saying, hey, there's still something going on at that field. There's something going on at the Astros, he says. He's like, I just know.
I think. I think I saw that. Who was it?
He said that something is like there's oddities going on there where it like doesn't happen at other stadiums. You're just kind of like, it's kind of weird. Even though there's only like five players left from the 2017 team.
Oh, Ryan Tepera? Yeah. He doesn't quite call him out, but he's kind of like, yeah, they got, you know, a history of sketchy stuff over there, and they're probably still doing it.
Yeah. He says, it's right here. After the White Sox pounded the Astros 12-6 in Chicago Sunday night during game three of the AL Division Series, Sox reliever Ryan Tepera implied that the Astros might still be doing something at their home park. He says, in quote, they obviously had a reputation of doing some sketchy stuff over there.
Just call them out, man.
We can say that it's a little bit of a difference. I think you saw the swings and misses tonight compared to, you know, the first two games at Minute Maid. It's kind of weird, dude.
The Astros,
don't you think, like, you got caught cheating? Like, dude, you need to stay away from that as much as you can.
Because when you get used to winning, it's just think about, like, the Patriots, all the years they cheated. You know what I mean? That's the only reason Brady's got the rings he's got is because they cheated. You're cheating the whole time. But, no, you get addicted to the winning. And so I could see possibly, like, oh, well, look, they never fully proved it. Or, you know,
it takes.
But we still got the ring. You know what I mean? I could see that for sure.
Real quick, Braves beat the Brewers 3-0. Sox, Red Sox beating the Rays 6-5. Giants beating the Dodgers 1-0. Last night, NFL, Ravens beating the Colts 31-25 in overtime. A nail biter there. Colts fans, I'm sorry. Dude, you had it the whole game. I turned the game off because it was lopsided, man. Baltimore is just not looking good first half.
As soon as you
turn the game off, Brock, that's what happens. God's like, you know what? All right, we're going to make the... I just so happened to turn it back on in like the last 2 minutes, and wow.
Yeah.
Dude, another NFL game coming down to the nitty.
We'll wrap this up with everyone except all Colts fans except Brian Reed. We're sorry for your loss. Brian, you suck it. You take that loss.
Man, it's a rough one last night, man.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
There you go. Real quick, I told you I was going to talk about this. Gruden, this is big news, man. He's out. Is out as head coach of Las Vegas Raiders after emails he sent before being hired in 2018 contained racist, homophobic, and what's that word, Brock?
Misogynistic.
Misogynistic comments. There you go.
There you go.
It's hard for me to read that for some reason. Gruden released a statement. Shut up. On Monday night that he is stepping down after the New York Times reported that Gruden frequently used, what's that word again?
Misogynistic
and homophobic language directed at Commissioner Roger Goodell and others in the NFL. It was a rapid downfall for Gruden, who is in a fourth year of a 10-year, $100 million contract he signed with the Raiders in 2018. So with that being said, what he said, what he did, not right. Can't do that. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Obviously. But with that being said, Brock, with that aside, 10 years ago, like, do you think he deserves to, or he should step down as coach, for something he did 10 years ago?
We have seen so much of this, and I think I brought this up off air when we were kind of talking about how we would approach this on air.
It's a
touchy subject. It's a sensitive subject, and I think Hunter hit the nail on the head. We're not advocating that what he said was right. We've read the emails or what they've said, and it's not good stuff. It's really not. However... it was 10 years ago, and people change. Now, people may say, well, he's got to pay for what he said. Okay, but think about it. We've all said things we've all said things that were inappropriate and everything, you know?
Here's a problem I kind of have with it. Think about high school, Brock.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
You do things in high school. Maybe you're just like, damn, dude, you know, I was just young. I was stupid. Shouldn't have said that. I'm grown. I grown up. I realized what I did was wrong. But that was 10 years ago. You're growing through life.
It's a lifetime.
You live and you learn.
Yeah.
And you know what? He stepped right up to the podium and apologized without a beat.
Yeah.
Like it's not like they had to beg Gruden to get up there. Hey, man, you need to go.
So,
no, dude, he was like, all right, here we go.
Now, here's the question, though. Is he only just stepping up and apologizing because this has been brought to the attention?
Because
has something been done before? I mean, it's tough, man. It really is.
Well, what's the other side of that, though? Is like, what, randomly he's just going to, like, one day step up to the podium and be like, hey, back in 2011, guys.
And that's a great point.
Could do that. Say that.
That's a great point, Hunter, right there. Because it's, yeah, like, okay, if he's adjusted, which you hope that through the years he's, you know, changed his ways, he doesn't use that. Maybe if he's like, hey, you shouldn't use that word, you know, as a slur. Like, you shouldn't say this. He's like, okay, well, look, I'm sorry now. And, yeah, you don't step up to the podium and do that. You know, it's not just something you do.
Now, is he stepping down as coach because within the locker room and within the team, he could feel like, hey, this is a problem. This might affect the actual.
So what I see here.
I need to step away.
And, again, we could go on forever on this. This is a conversation that really doesn't have an end at this point. There is somebody says, quote, I love the Raiders and do not want to be a distraction. Thank you to all the players, coaches, staff, and fans of Raider Nation. I'm sorry. I never meant to hurt anyone. So, basically, I think it was one of those, like, sorry, buddy, you got to go. There's no way we can keep you on, even with an apology. It's kind of there. And I will he coach again? I don't know. I don't see any team maybe being able to spin this in a way without, you know, making it seem like they support what he said, which no one does. No one supports what he said, but it was 10 years ago. And, like, how long do you have to take the lashings for something you've done in the past? You know, if you've certain things, you know, if you go down like the Matt Lauer route, maybe, you know, the Harvey Weinstein, there's certain routes that maybe there's no coming back from. But words that are said, attitudes that are had, opinions that are had can change. I've had opinions that change on things throughout the years, things that I thought were right or didn't. And that's just how you grow. Now, if you don't grow, if he's still sending these emails, even after, I think then there's a problem that's bigger than, I don't know, Hunter. I don't know if there's an answer for it. I really don't.
It's a wild story. It's crazy things going on in the NFL. And yeah. Gruden, big part of the story.
Well, dude, he's a staple. I mean, the Gruden family. That's mm-hmm. all over the NFL. And here you go. So, I don't know.
Yeah, so I didn't really want to end it on a down note, but it's big news this morning in the sports world. So there you go. That's your sports this morning.
Sure, we'll have more in the near future. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.